Tonight's Shalom Aleichem Kugel is dedicated by Simcha Friedman in honor of Chai Yisrael, Shemizaycha, to Yeshua's Rafus, the Rebbe Yisrael, which should strengthen Chai Yisrael and watch over us and protect us.
Amen.
Chai Yisrael should have Yeshua's throughout the whole world.
Amen.
So, Befrat, on a cold night outside, it's much appreciated. It's very good.
Yeah.
It warms up the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. It's good. Okay, Pashas Ve'era. Okay, I'll start with a favorite on Ve'era, which we said over many times, but the lesson is always good to hear over. In Perek Vav Pasuk Hey, beginning of the parasha, V'gam ani shamati esnakas b'nei Yisrael, Hashem Etzrayim avidim oisam. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, and I also heard the screams of B'nai Yisrael, that Mitzrayim made them work hard. V'ezkor as b'risi, I remembered my bris. And he said over Maisa, that there was once a merchant, a seicher, who was well-to-do. He came to the Chassam Sofer, and he explained to the Chassam Sofer that his business took a turn for the worse. Things weren't working out so good. He wasn't having a good year. And he asked the Chassam Sofer for a bracha, that he should be matzliach. His parnasa should turn around, he should have success in business. And the Chassam Sofer said to him, tell me, you have a brother. Your brother is a very poor man, your brother is an oni. Are you helping out your brother? Are you giving your brother what he needs? Are you helping him out with his parnasa, with his daily needs, with his expenses? And the Sofer said, the Chassam Sofer, what should I do? I'm suffering myself. I don't have enough for myself right now. My business took a turn for the worse. How do you expect me to go and help my brother at the same time? I can't. If I get a bracha and everything works out well, then I'll help my brother. But right now, it's not the time to ask me to go help my brother. So Chassam Sofer quoted this pasuk, Perikov Pasuk Hey, V'gam ani shamati esnakas b'nei Yisrael. And I also heard the screams of Bnei Yisrael. And Chassam Sofer asked him, tell me the Pashup Shat, the simple meaning of the Pasuk. V'gam ani shamati. And I also heard. V'gam. What's the V'gam? V'ani shamati. And I heard the screams of Bnei Yisrael. V'gam ani shamati. And I also heard. It's mashma that besides Hashem, there was someone else who heard the screams of Bnei Yisrael. V'gam. And Hashem says, and I also, in addition, I also heard the screams of Bnei Yisrael. What is the pasuk referring to? Who's the v'gam? And I also heard. He didn't know what to answer. And the Chassam Sofer said to him, v'gam ani shamati means that first each yid heard the krechs of another yid. Everybody was in trouble in Mitzrayim. Everybody had to work hard in Mitzrayim. But one yid heard the krechs that another yid gave. He heard the cry. He heard the krechs that another yid gave, and he tried to help him as much as he can. When Hashem saw that Klal Yisrael tried to help each other, each person heard his friend crying out for help, and each person tried to help the other one, Hashem said, if that's the case, v'gam ani shamati. Let me join in. I'm going to also listen to the screams. I'm also going to help them. V'gam ani shamati. But first, it had to be that one person heard the cry, heard the krechs, heard the troubles of another yid. When a person hears the troubles of another yid, and it bothers him, and he comforts the person, he helps out the person, he listens to the person, Hashem says, if that's the case, I'm going to join him also. V'gam ani shamati. And I also heard the screams of Bnei Yisrael. And I remember my bris and I'll save Bnei Yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer told him, first you help your brother. When you hear his krechsing, when you hear his problems, and you help him out, V'gam ani shamati. Then Hashem will help you. Don't wait until you have your Yeshua to help somebody else. First go help somebody else. And the schus, you help somebody else, V'gam ani shamati, Hashem will hear your tefillos and will help you, and will help you also. Okay. Well, we live in a society where everybody knows somebody who needs help in one way or another. Whether it's physically, it's financially, emotionally, whatever it might be. People, we all know people who need a little chizik, people who need a little help. Instead of sitting back and saying, I have my own problems and I can't help somebody else, fakert. By helping somebody else, that may be our Yeshua. V'gam ani shamati, Hashem will hear our tefillos. Will hear our tefillos also. A little later in the parasha, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes, the pasuk tells us, "Tnu lachem moifes." Hashem says to Moshe, "Ki yidab alechem paray lema." When Paray says to you, "Tnu lachem moifes," give for you a moiface, a miracle, a sign, then tell Aaron, take the stick, throw it in front of Paroi, it turns into a snake. Tenu lachem moiface. We read the pasuk, and at first glance the pasuk is a little bit difficult. Why does it say, tenu lachem moiface? Give for you a miracle. Paroi should have said, tenu lanu moiface. Give us a nace, not give you a nace. How does Paroi speak to Moshe? Moshe, give yourself a nace. Tenu lachem, give you a nace. Paroi should have said, tenu lanu, give us a nace, a miracle. Why tenu lachem? Why give you? So Rebbe Elimelech says over, very nice explanation. There are two kinds of maipsin, two kinds of miracles. There are the real McCoy, real Nisim, and then there are those that appear to be a nace, but they're really kishuf, trickery, fake, and so on. Mitzrayim was filled with kishuf. Rashi tells us that whatever Moshe did, the Chatumim did, even by the Makis, the Chatumim tried to copy. There was no, you can't fool Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was filled with kishuf. Paroi said to Moshe, Tenu lachem moiface. You're standing here in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is filled with kishuf. Don't do a nace that's just lanu, a nace, but we want a real miracle. When someone does a nace that's trickery, that's fake, he may impress other people. But the person doing the kishuf knows it's not real. The person doing it knows it's fake. He's not impressed. It's only a moiface for others, for us, for the other people, not for yourself. When a tzaddik does a nace, the tzaddik himself sometimes is surprised by a nace that happens. The tzaddik himself is amazed by the nace. The same way the other people are amazed by the nace that happens, so is the tzaddik. So Paroi said to Moshe, give you a moiface. You're standing here in Mitzrayim. We want to see a moiface that's the real McCoy. A real nace that even for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, that even you're going to be surprised and admit that it's a nace. That even you're going to be surprised by a nace. Not just a moiface, a sign, and Mitzrayim, looks good on the outside, but make it lachem, a moiface that will be for you, a real McCoy, a real nace that will be from Hashem and will be appreciated by you all. V'ga'alti yaschem, beginning of the parasha of Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, we have the full shyness of Geula, v'yitzeisi yaschem, v'yitzalti yaschem, v'ga'alti yaschem, v'wakachti yaschem, v'hevesi yaschem, we have the four or five shyness of Geula. V'ga'alti yaschem, I'll redeem you from Mitzrayim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, and we'll redeem from Mitzrayim. When it comes to Geula, so everybody's ears perks up, wants to listen. How are we zeichet to the Geula? How do we come about to the Geula? The Ga'alti Yaschem. Just a few nice ideas that I saw. Chavetz Chaim brings down the Ga'alti Yaschem. Be zeichet to the Geula, I redeem you. Says the Chavetz Chaim, his famous marshal. The Russian Tsar was coming to check out, investigate the army, and make sure the army was in top shape, and all the soldiers stood at attention with their swords, and everyone was wearing their polished shoes, and the brass buttons, and standing attention like soldiers should. He came to check out his army. And of course, the generals were informed beforehand that the Tsar is coming to look at the army and make sure everything is
perfect.
So, of course, that morning, the generals line up all the soldiers, perfect formation, standing straight with their shiny swords and their shiny boots, and their clean uniforms pressed, and they're all standing at attention, because any minute the Tsar could appear, the Tsar could come. And the day goes on, and the Tsar's not here yet, and the soldiers start getting a little fidgety, a little itchy, standing. It's a warm day, and they're all standing at attention, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting. One soldier thinks to himself, what's the difference? I'll take a little break. I'll sit down, I'll take a little walk, and when I hear the horses coming, I hear the noise of the Tsar's horses, the horse coming, I'll scramble back into line, I'll stand in line, and everything will be perfect. And he walks out of his place, takes a little rest, and before he knows it, the Tsar is standing right in front, and he's caught out of his place, he's caught not standing in line, he has to rush back into place, and he's embarrassed in front of the Tsar. Says the Chavetz Chaim, v'ga'alti yaschem. The Geula is going to come like that. The Geula is going to come, it's going to be here. The Geula is going to come. Are we prepared? Are we ready for the Geula? How are we acting right now? We have to be ready for the Geula. A person who prepares himself, he's ready for the Geula. When the Geula actually comes, Mashiach arrives, we'll be standing in formation, waiting online, ready. Not like somebody who took his break, went out, plenty of time, I'll hear about it before Mashiach comes. When I hear it's coming, I'll try to get my act together. I'll improve myself. I'll start behaving the way I should. That person is going to be very embarrassed. A person has to prepare himself for the Geula. A person who anticipates the Geula, prepares for the Geula, he'll be zeichet to the Geula. One of the questions that they ask us after 120 years, it's the peace of Yeshua. Did you wait for Mashiach? Did you hope for Mashiach? Were you anticipating Mashiach's coming? Or was it just an idea, Mashiach? Did you prepare? Were you ready? It's the peace of Yeshua. The Chofetz Chaim, another G'dayim, actually, the Chofetz Chaim had a special begodim that he prepared for Mashiach to come. When Mashiach will come, he was going to put on his special begodim and go out to greet Mashiach. It came one time, he heard someone outside screaming, "He's here! He's here!" Chofetz Chaim quickly put on his special coat Mashiach and walked out. Where is he? Where is he? Because the Chofetz Chaim, "He's here," can only mean Mashiach is here. Yeah. Can only mean Mashiach came. Okay, we're not on that level. We're not on that Madrega. But it's a Madrega to think about in our own little way, how we could prepare ourselves for Mashiach. Dugdu Magid has a famous mashum. The Pasuk of Shir Hashirim tells us, Hishbati Yeschem Benois Yerushalayim. And the Medrash brings down, Hishbiya Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shelo Yitchaku Esakets. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a shvuah on Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't push for the end. They shouldn't sort of force him to send Mashiach, to push for Mashiach's coming. Elo Kashiyagi Ezman HaGula Boyovoy. When his man Agula comes, Mashiach will arrive. We shouldn't rush up Mashiach's coming. Dumna Magid asks, but we know the Pasuk tells us in Daniel, Be'ita Achishena. And the Gemara tells us there are two Zmanah for Mashiach. There's Be'ita, in its time, in the right time, and there's Achishena. Which means if we're Zaycha, we could rush up, hurry up, Mashiach's coming earlier. So it seems there is a concept of hurrying up, rushing up Mashiach to come. And yet the Pasuk of Shir Shim, the Medrash HaMashma, we can't push, rush up the coming of Mashiach. Dudu Magid gives answers with a beautiful mashum. I probably said it over. There was once a guest at a hotel, and he's enjoying all the privileges of being in the hotel and all the hotel has to offer. The first day he's there, he decides he's ready for lunch. It's only 11 o'clock. Lunch is served at 12. At 11 o'clock in the morning, he's ready for lunch. He goes down to the dining room, and he says to the cook, "Where's my lunch? I'm hungry, 11 o'clock, lunchtime." The cook says, lunch is 12 o'clock, the food is still cooking, it's not cooked yet, it's a little bit raw, it's not seasoned yet, I can't give it to you yet. I want lunch now, I'm a paying guest at the hotel, I want lunch right now, please serve me lunch right now. And the cook tries to explain to him, it's not ready yet, it's not going to taste good, it's going to taste terrible. I want lunch now. Okay, you scream loud enough. The cook said, okay, I don't need this nudge. The cook goes, brings him a plate of lunch. The guest takes one bite of it. This tastes terrible. It's not cooked. It's not seasoned right. Everything is wrong with it. And the cook says, I told you, it's not ready yet. He gets all upset, and he walks out. The next day, he comes back again at 11 o'clock, comes back to the dining room, but he learns his lesson. And he's going to sit quietly and wait until 12 o'clock. He's sitting there at 11 o'clock waiting, and suddenly the cook comes over with a hot plate and says, "Here's your lunch, sir, all ready." And he says, I learned my lesson yesterday. I'm not tasting. I know at 11 o'clock, it's not ready yet. I'm not eating yet. And she says, no, eat, it's good. And he tastes the food, it's delicious. Everything's prepared, it's cooked, everything is ready. So he asked the cook, explain to me what happened. Yesterday I came the same time, and it wasn't ready, and you didn't let me have the food, and it didn't taste good. And today, the same time, the food is ready. So the cook says, the difference is, yesterday, you were in a rush to have lunch. Today, I'm in a rush. I have to leave early today. I'm in a rush, so I prepared the food early, so I could leave. I'm in a rush. So the Dunu Magid, that's the pshat. B'tachishano. The shvuah was, we can't push the cates. We can't push Hashem to send Mashiach. We're in a rush. The food won't be cooked. It's not the time yet. The world is not ready for Mashiach to come yet. Not to push Mashiach's coming. The chicken's still raw. It's not fully cooked. But if we're Zaycha, Achishena, Hashem will hurry up. And Hashem feels it's time for the Gula. Hashem's in a rush to be Mashiach. With Zaycha, the Mashiach will come even before the allotted time for Mashiach to come. Achishena. It depends who's doing the rushing. We're Hashem made a shvuah. We can't push Mashiach. But if Hashem is Zaycha, Hashem decides, oh, now it's time, now they deserve Mashiach, Hashem could rush and send us Mashiach, and send us Mashiach earlier. There's a Sefer, Shailos Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, written by one of the Bali Taisvis, which he asks questions Min HaShemayim, B'chaloyim, and he had answers from Shemayim. And he asked, when will the Gula come? When's this man for the Gula?
He always asks
it. Okay. And the answer that he was given is a pasuk in this week's parasha. He was given pasuk perikvav pasuk chaf beis ubnei Uziel mishael v'el tzafon besisri. The sons of Uziel mishael el tzafon and sisri. What does mishael el tzafon and sisri have to do with Mashiach? Mishael. The answer was who's asking? Who could ask el tzafon about what's hidden to Hashem besisri? A lashon of seisa of secrets. Who could ask the secrets of Hashem? Who could ask these secrets? In other words, we can't ask when Mashiach is coming. That we don't know. Part of the goal is that we don't know. We don't know when the Gula comes. Chavetz Chaim once said in his generation how unfortunately the Dor is a Dor that lacks emunah. The Dor is a very difficult generation. And Rav Tali Trump heard it from the Chavetz Chaim. He said to the Chavetz Chaim, I could be Muhammad's chus on Klal Yisrael. Rav Tali told him, Madoch when the Yidden were Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they saw the Shvatim. They remembered the Ovois. There were those that remembered Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Those that saw the Shvatim, they remembered the Ovois HaKadoshim. And they knew that they would be there a maximum of 400 years. Avraham had a Haftacha of 400 years. They knew when the Gula would end. They went on earlier, but they knew it was a maximum of 400 years. And they had seen the Ovois HaKadoshim, and yet, They cracked under the Shibud. They went down to Nemtes Shari Tumah under the Shibud. It was very difficult. So Rav Tali Trop said to Chavetz Chaim, us and our goals, we weren't zeichet to see the Avos HaKadoshim. We weren't zeichet to go so far back. And we are in the goal is to saw so many years. We have no haftach, we have no guarantee when the goal is going to end. Is it any wonder that we sunk so low, that the generation sunk so low, we hit, so to speak, our Nemtes Shari Tumah? So Chavetz Chaim said, Naftali Trop, your time spoke very good, you're right. He said, no, your Melech Tayyib, you spoke very good about Klal Yisrael, and your word should go up before the Kisei HaKavod. Should be a defense for Klal Yisrael in front of the Kisei HaKavod. The way they say over the story is soon after Naftali Trop was Nifta. He was Nifta afterwards. And they say over, the reason why he was Nifta is because he was wanted upstairs by the Kisei HaKavod to be a defender, to go and defend Klal Yisrael. It's brought down that each generation is judged by the tzaddikim of their generation, of the Dor. It wouldn't be fair if we're judged by tzaddikim who lived hundreds of years ago in a whole different environment, different world, different nisyonis. They don't understand our nisyonis. Each generation is judged by tzaddikim that live in their Dor. I believe it's by the Belzer Rebbe, he became blind. He was supposed to be Nifter, and they told him in a dream, the reason he was supposed to be Nifter is because he was needed to be in the Bezin Shomayla, because they needed a new dayan for that generation to judge that dar, and he was elected to be the dayan, and he asked instead to become blind, sumo chashuv kemes, and he became blind, and however it worked, he became blind, and that was instead of his misa. But each generation faces their own issues and their own challenges. The world today is not the same world it was 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago. It's a different world. We have our own challenges. And the only ones that could judge us are those that went through it, those that understand our nisyanis we went through. If Mitzrayim they fell into Memtes Shari Tumah, what about us? It's not a good excuse. We might have to try our hardest. But if a person does fall, pick yourself up. Let's pick ourselves up and go further. We're living in a world full of challenges. The Chiddush Yerim touches the Pasuk. I will take you out from under the burden, the load of Mitzrayim. Says the Chiddush Yerim, when the Yidden realize that living in Mitzrayim and being affected by Mitzrayim and being in Memtes Shari Tumah was a burden, was tachas sivlois Mitzrayim. As soon as they realize that living in Memtes Shari Tumah was a burden for them, that's when the Gula started. If a person falls, a person does an Aveira, as soon as a person realizes, oy, what a burden I'm under, what troubles I have, how far I fell, that's the beginning of the Yeshua. Mm-hmm. Then a person begins to pick himself up and rise. Sheva yipu tzadik komet. Tzadik falls, and picks himself up. Sometimes the nefigo is necessary to pick oneself up. But say siyaschem, as soon as we realize the tumah that we live in, and the nesiyonis that we have, and we give a krechs, oh, halavai, we shouldn't have this nesiyon. Halavai, we'll be able to go on and learn more, and we wouldn't have to have this taiva. Halavai, we'll be able to come to shul and tal, we wouldn't have to worry about this. But say siyaschem, when we want to come out from the sivos mitzrayim, from the taiva stuff, veiris mitzrayim, that's when the gula starts. V'ga'alti yaschem, the more the world changes, the more things remain the same. The Nisyonis in Mitzrayim, the Nisyonis from all the generations, we have Nisyonis today also. It's not exactly the same. We have our Nisyonis for our door. But the Gula, the Ga'alti Yeschem, Boitzeis Yeschem, if we show that we want the Gula, we must follow for the Gula, and Halavai, we give that krech and say Halavai, we should be able to come out from under the Sivus Mitzrayim, Shtaka Bizoicha, the Yeshuas, Nechomas, Rufuas, Shtaka Bizoicha, Sidi Gula Shvayim, Meher Vimeinu, Amen.
Amen.